Welcome back for another episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. This will be our series prediction episode. You can find us on Twitter /X at Bastards_Boston. I'm your host, Charlie Smith. Bringing us back in, we have Jason Kelly and Nick Diamond. Jason, why don't you lead us off with the first one of this Seattle Red Sox three-game set. We're fresh off a 2-7 post-All-Star break set. We're desperate for wins. Nick Pivetta against their star, Logan Gilbert. Who do you got?
Yeah, so listeners will quickly realize a trend with my picks. I do not think this series is going to go very well. I think this has a chance to be sort of what I call the air out of the balloon series, with the trade deadline kind of smack dab in the middle of it. For game one, I'm taking the Mariners. Logan Gilbert's nasty. He's just, unfortunately, he got their three best pitchers, and he's one of them. Their rotation is disgusting. Little bit of a plus, no Julio Rodriguez in this series. He's on the IL. No J.P. Crawford in this series. But as we know, the Mariners actually made a trade, unlike you, and went out and got Randy Arozarena, so you will have to face him. Pivetta, last start, was not good at all. He typically pitches pretty well in Seattle. He's had only a couple of starts there, but his numbers are decent. I just think he's so overmatched having to go up against Logan Gilbert. And Red Sox did score a lot of runs against the Yankees in this last series, but I think this is a whole new monster facing these Seattle pitchers. So I'll take the Mariners in game one.
Nick?
I'm also going to take the Mariners in game one. Logan Gilbert was an all-star this season. Great pitcher, great young pitcher. One of probably like their four starter, to be honest, on the Mariners. But he's still better than Nick Pivetta. The Mariners have just came off a sweep of the White Sox. I know the White Sox aren't very good, but they've won four straight, and they're coming into Boston. The Red Sox aren't playing too well. I think they're going to at least take game one. And if you see the rest of my picks, they're probably going to take more than game one.
Can you hear me? Just froze for a hot second. Cool. Yeah, so you're going to see a trend with mine as well. This is not going to be a fun game one. This is going to be brutal. The Boston Red Sox, as I mentioned earlier, 2-7 in their first nine games out of the All-Star break. I just don't have a reason to believe that it's going to change in the first one of this series. I sadly don't trust Nick Pivetta, and, Logan Gilbert has been a very, very consistent pitcher. This is someone who, if he has the run support, the addition of Randy Arozarena is really going to help. Last month, two games pitching eight innings, allowed six total hits, struck out 15, got wins in both of those games. There's a reason why he has the leading whip of Major League Baseball with a 0.86 number. He has a 2.72 ERA, shocking 6-6 record, but 132 punch outs. Give me Seattle all day. Oh, sorry, Nick, something you want to add? No, okay, cool. Moving into the second game of this series, Jason, we got James Paxton rejoining the Red Sox against Castillo, who's in his third year. Luis has been doing really well with Seattle. Who do you have winning game two?
Yeah, it's very fitting that James Paxton will be pitching on trade deadline day because he might be the only piece that you had. So very fitting. I don't trust this matchup at all. Paxton does have good career numbers in Seattle, obviously pitched there for a very long time. So he's used to that ballpark. He's probably comfortable pitching there. It is a bigger ballpark, so it is a little more pitcher-friendly, which I think he likes. But let's face it, it's not the same James Paxton that was pitching there during his prime. You're now looking at a guy who was DFA'd, and his velocity is down. He's giving up a ton of walks lately. And Luis Castillo's a punch-out machine, and he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. So, I think the matchup doesn't suit the Red Sox. I think Seattle's offense, even though it's not great, I could see them jumping all over James Paxton. And we talked about it in one of the previous shows, how taxed your bullpen already is, but by game two, they're going to have to come in pretty early. Paxton's not going deep into games, even when he does pitch well. So you're probably only looking at four innings out of Paxton, maybe five if you're really lucky, but your bullpen's going to be a factor in this game, and they've been trash lately. So again, I think it's going to be an ugly one. I think Castillo is going to shove the bats down their throats, and I just think it's going to get out of their hands quickly. So I'll take the Mariners in game two.
Nick?
I'm also going to pick the Mariners game two. And the reason for that is Luis Castillo strikes out tons of guys. The Red Sox strike out a ton. They've been striking out a ton lately. And James Paxton's not that good anymore. But one thing of note that I wanted to say is on Tuesday, James Paxton will be the first Red Sox starter that throws the ball with his left hand, not named Brennan Bernardino. So first non-opener left-handed starter this entire season. We're over 100 games in. So I think that's really cool. Finally have a left-handed pitcher. So we'll see what happens there. But I think the Mariners still probably blow out the Red Sox in game two. Not expecting Paxton to come out and do well.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that on one of your last episodes that Bernardino was the only left-handed starter, for the lack of a better term, the Red Sox have had in all of 2024. And I actually had double-checked that because I was like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. There is no way that that's how many games we've gone without a proper starter that can give us at least 2 to 3 innings. That's embarrassing. I mean, this is crazy because a couple years ago, Red Sox were lefty heavy. You had Chris Sale. You had David Price. Those are just, you know, the big two right there. You had Erod. I'm pretty sure he was also a lefty too. I might be mistaken, but pretty sure it was just lefty, lefty, lefty. So you're going to see another one here. I don't trust Paxton. I saw him pitch against the Red Sox, and he looked awful. And then you slowly start to see the uptick, 83, 84, going all the way up to 96, 97. He did give you 5 innings, so that was good against the Red Sox, but it's the Red Sox. He struck out 7, which, believe it or not, isn't even his season high. He actually struck out 8 Colorado Rockies. It's Colorado. So with Paxton back, I'm also not expecting a crazy performance. This is a team that has a very intimate bit of knowledge on Paxton. This is where his career started. This is possibly where his career will die. I don't know what's going to happen with Paxton. I don't have the utmost faith that he's going to have a light him up performance. His walk numbers are the second worst of his career. He's already got 48 walks in just 89 and a third innings. I'm concerned. I don't even think he's going to get 100 strikeouts. So there's a chance we might see more, you know, more than 70 walks and not even 100 strikeouts. So I can't in good conscience pick against Seattle in this one. So Seattle for game two. That's going to bring us to our third and final one in this series. We have Brian Bayo going up against George Kirby. Jason, who you got?
Yeah, surprise, surprise. I got the Mariners in game three. George Kirby might be their best pitcher. This guy is absolutely filthy. ERA is just over 3. He doesn't walk guys. You know, he really doesn't. This year, 130 innings pitched, he's only walked 14 batters, and he's a strikeout machine. So this guy just pumps it down the plate, gets a ton of swings and misses, and Red Sox offense can score runs, and they can score runs in bunches. I just think, you know, going up against this guy, they're going to be overmatched. And again, Bayo's not in my trust tree right now. I know he pitched a little bit better against the Yankees in that game, but I still don't trust him right now. I still think that he's due for one of those games where someone makes an error, a couple of things go wrong, and he just completely falls apart, because that's what we've seen all season long from him. So, and again, this will be post deadline. So I'm guessing Seattle's not done. I think they're going to make some moves, even though they got Rosarena, they went out and got Yimi Garcia for their bullpen. I think they're going to make maybe one or two more moves. So they'll be on a high from that. I don't think the Red Sox will do much. They'll be on a low because of that. And who knows? Maybe Kenley's not here for that game. Maybe Tyler O'Neill's not here for that game. We don't know. So I think game three has a chance to just be a complete dud for the Red Sox. So I'll take the Mariners for game three, and I'll take the Mariners in a sweep.
Nick, please be the one positive one here so far.
I'm not going to be positive because I think we're getting swept. Like Jason said, I think George Kirby is their best pitcher. And he also mentioned how Kirby doesn't walk anybody. He doesn't give up any base runners. I just pulled up the American League whip leaders, and Logan Gilbert's 1, Tarek Skubal's 2, and George Kirby's 3. So we're facing 2 of the top 3 in whip leaders, and the Red Sox excel on stealing bases, getting on base, and beating a team who doesn't score a lot of runs like the Mariners. So they're going to have a hard time doing that, and I think they get swept in all 3 games. The only thing that I can say that's a positive is they don't face a left-handed starter this series, so there might be a tiny bit of a chance. But besides that, I think they're going to get nominated on at least the pitching side of the ball this series.
Yeah, you know, Lori, she usually gets on us when we pick a sweep for the Red Sox. I don't think you're going to have to worry about this one. There's a very good chance that we're going to be right about the sweep in this one. And even if Tanner Houck was pitching in this series, I wouldn't say that's going to be a leg up for the Red Sox. I mean, you're facing elite pitchers for that team. You know, you just mentioned two of the top guys for Seattle. I had similar numbers here where Logan Gilbert, you have two guys from Detroit. I think that Detroit may end up moving one of their guys. There's a chance. Who knows? I'd be shocked if Logan Gilbert or George Kirby get, you know, moved long-term. I think those are going to be the two-headed monsters of the Seattle Mariners for the future. I mean, they're elite. There's nothing else you can say. If Rodriguez can come back healthy and start doing damage and Rosarena can find his old form, there's no way that Seattle doesn't just run away with this. Texas could do well, but I just don't trust the age pitching. George Kirby, I've said this before, he actually gets more upset about walking a batter than happy about striking somebody out. That's the biggest mind bleep in baseball as far as a pitcher is concerned. That's wild to me. I mean, if you look at his numbers, he walked 22 guys in 130 innings in 2022, 6.0 K9. The following year, he walks 19 guys in 190 innings. That's a 9.1 K, you know, K to walk ratio. This year has 14 walks in 130 and two thirds. That's a 9.2 strikeout to walk ratio. The guy's elite. And because of that, I'm not going to shock anyone. Everyone, please keep sitting down. Seattle will win all three games. And unfortunately, it's going to be a coming to Jesus moment. This team very well could find themselves 2-10 after the All-Star break, a complete, you know, falling apart of what was such a fun start to the season. Anything else that either one of you gents wanted to add?
No, I think you said it. They're probably going to be 2-10 after the series, after the All-Star break, and after the deadline. That's collapse. That is second half collapse right there.
Yeah. It's going to happen. I mean, I forget what year it was in the 80s where the Red Sox had a crazy, was it 86, 85? I feel bad that I can't remember, but they had a crazy lead over the Yankees and blew the entire lead over the Yankees back when it was American League versus National League. There weren't three divisions, and they just blew it. That was it. So Red Sox better figure it out after the Seattle series. It's going to be a fun one. Everyone, have a great one. Take care.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.